good morning. Good having your company early on a Sunday morning. And we're off to Collie River Valley Tourist Park. And we've got Blake Jones joining us. Morning, Blake.
How are you, John?
Well, I'm all right. I reckon you'd be very happy too in that rather picturesque location.
It's wonderful down here. It really is.
Now, I understand one of the popular things about your place, among many others, is that you're pet-friendly, so we can take along our favourite canine friends and other interesting pets and have a nice time.
That you can. Yeah, the pets are welcome on the park on application for some incidences, but pet-friendly park, always welcome.
So what sort of pets have you seen come along? So obviously, the dogs have been there, but what else have you had?
Oh, we've had the dogs, cats, there's the odd bird that comes in, and we've even had ferrets.
So, you are kidding.
We'll cater for a lot. We also got the native animals that come in from around the bushland around here, so the kangaroos and the bandicoots.
They're all get along. Now, how does it work, Blake? If I take along my dog, what's the deal? I have to have it on the lead all the time, or is there an area where it can run?
On leads, it's part of our health act and safety for other residents on the park. Whether your dog bites or anything like that, you've got to have it on the lead and controlled at all times.
Yeah, that seems very fair. I like that idea. Does it cost extra to take your animals?
No.
All right. And what about the humans? What's it like for us when we go along? What can we expect?
Well, you can expect a quiet and shady caravan park, catered for most people, all your holiday makers, workers. We have a lot of them come up for the local jobs in the coal mines and the refineries and power stations, as Collie is one of the main suppliers of power to the state.
That's right. And it's interesting because not only is it our big power provider, but it's also so beautiful there too. Folks just say they can't get enough of how beautiful it is.
It is. The picturesque settings around Collie makes you want to keep coming back over and over again. You go down into the Wellington National Park and you've got the river that flows down through there. They've just finished the upgrade on the Wellington Dam, so it's starting to all take form, and hopefully over the next couple of years Collie will be a booming town.
Yeah, well, I think that'll be true, and we'll get a few more people down to your park, because apart from having a room, of course, for your tents, and I like to take my little two-man tent along and stick it on an unpowered site and enjoy the nature, you've also got on-site accommodation. Tell us a bit about that one.
The on-site accommodation, John, we've got cabins and we've got dongas. The difference between them is the dongas are catered for mainly our workers, mm-hmm. Which have shower and toilet and all the other facilities in there, and the cabins, which are basically a family setup, have the double beds and the bunks, however, no shower and toilet in them, which hence the shower and toilets are just across the road, so they're 100 metre walk.
And what are your shower and toilets like? Some caravan parks pride themselves on their evolution block.
That's right, we do. We've been told by people that travel Australia a lot that we've got the best evolution blocks this side of Queensland.
Now, how do you do that? What do you reckon makes them so nice? Obviously, you keep them nice and clean.
Well, they get cleaned every day, every morning. We've got cleaners on the park that come in and clean them. General upgrades to them. When we first got to the park 9 years ago, we spent a bit of money and got the evolution blocks right up to scratch, and we've had nothing but praise from them ever since.
Oh, it always makes a difference, doesn't it? You've had a fun day out adventuring, looking around, and then you have a nice shower and get cleaned up, and that's exactly what you're looking for. You got room for fifth wheelers too, the RVs, which I really like.
We do. We cater for most rigs, your big RVs, and your fifth wheelers, buses as well. We've got a lot of different caravans and camper trailers and other stuff that comes in, such as your tents, your RVs. So, yeah, we cater for everything.
Do you have space to turn one around, or do we have to kind of prepare ourselves when we come in?
No, our bays are pretty large. They're bigger than the average size caravan park bay, so you can turn your fifth wheeler pretty much on the spot. So, yeah, you can fit them in and just turn them.
Yeah, they're amazing, though, those things. I remember seeing one, I've talked about this before on the program, called the TARDIS, and he reckons that's because it was definitely bigger on the inside, and I don't know how, but it made it so spacious in there. They've got some really inventive ideas.
They do. Most caravans are different, and when they come out of the workshop, we see a lot of different setups, and people seem to be happy with what they've bought.
That's right. Okay, your camp kitchen, what can we expect there? Do you have a microwave and things?
Well, the camp kitchen's got a four-burner gas stove and oven in it. It's got the microwave and the fridge. It's also got heating facilities in there for people who want to go and watch TV. And over the next coming weeks, we'll be getting to that and renovating that. So getting that up to scratch again.
And what's the TV deal? The first one in gets to choose the channel, or is it a vote?
Yeah.
That's working
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you can watch TV. If not, then you just sit around and read puzzle books or anything like that. It's entirely up to you.
Very nice. So what are we paying then? If I want to put my little two-man tent on an unpowered site, where does it all start?
All right, two-man tents, we've got a standard rate for all our campers and caravanners at $27 a night. Of course, your pensioners and your seniors discount. And people that are part of the Caravan and Motorhome Association. And if you're a friend of the Bibbulmun Track or the Mundabiddy Trail, they all get discounts of about $3.
Hey, that's great. Now, that basic charge, that's for pretty much for two people, right?
It is, yeah. It is. Extra people are up to $7 extra a night.
Yeah, of course.
To cover all the hot water
exactly.
And gas facilities in the shower and toilets.
All the extra time they use it. And are the RV bays, are they much the same price?
They are. All the bays are the same.
Very good. What a great time.
They discriminate in prices.
And what do you reckon makes your holiday park stand out from others?
Just the quiet, picturesque settings that we've got. We're a kilometre away from the town site. There's a lot of bush trails around Collie that stand out. We're a working town, and it shows.
Yeah. Hey, roughly how long does it take me, do you think, to get from the city to Collie?
Depending on which way you travel, if you're travelling down the Forest Highway, it takes about an hour and 45 minutes. And if you want to take the scenic route through Armidale and Pinjarra, it takes about 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Right. And if you're going to stop off halfway and just have a little break, cup of coffee, where do you reckon you'd stop? What's your favourite?
Well, when we travel to Perth, John, we stop at either Maroona or Place Stark, just outside of Coolup. Great place to eat your fuel and something to eat if you need something. And Maroona's got the quiet area to sit and have a picnic with your family.
Yeah, I've done that before. I do like it there in Maroona, a nice place. Now, if you're heading off for a day trip from Collie, so I'm there, I'm going to stay a few days, but I just want to head off for a day and have a look at something and come back. Where would you be advising the guests to go and have a look?
Well, the visitor centre has got a local map that we've got, and on that map we've got three different drive tours. There's two half-day tours which takes you up through the northern highlights of Collie, up through the dams and all the interesting areas. You've got one that takes you around the southern end, or the otherwise known as the Flora or the Collie River Valley tour, which takes you through the Wellington Dam and the Discovery Forest. And then you've got the Discovery Tour, which is a full-day trip, which winds right through the Wellington National Park, down through Gnomesville, out through to Loudon, and comes past the newly refurbished Mumbleup Pub.
Yay! Well, that'll always be nice. No matter what its condition is, I'm sure the beer still tastes great.
It does. And that's where Collie's got it. And we've got five pubs in town, so there's always a nice watering hole for locals and tourists if they want to come to Collie.
Yes, well, I don't mind a little drop occasionally. Hey, Blake, great talking to you. Now, we want to find the Collie River Valley Tourist Park. What are your what's your phone number there?
It's 9734-5088. Otherwise, you can contact us via email, and that's jaws1 at westnet.com.au.
Okay, and I'll go through the phone number again, 9734-5088 for the Collie River Valley Tourist Park. Hey, that's great. They're in Porter Street, Collie, right?
We are, yeah. We're a kilometre away from the town centre.
Very nice. Well, I'm sure we'll be coming on by and enjoying the time. And in the meantime, you enjoy your time there, because you've probably made us all a little bit jealous. Have a good morning, Blake.
No worries. Thank you, John.